USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is urging all Americans to continue taking precautions, including wearing masks, to prevent the spread of coronavirus.
I urge all Americans to continue to socially distance, wash your hands, wear a mask when you cannot avoid crowded places, and to protect the elderly.
The president telling reporters that includes states where the virus is considered as being under control. He says there are 18 states where the positive test rate is now under 5%. Now tropical storm Isaias is moving rapidly northward along the eastern seaboard after making landfall in North Carolina last night as a Category 1 hurricane. The storm now expected to bring torrential rain and flood risks along the mid-Atlantic states today, possibly impacting the nation's capital. Tornadoes are also possible. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says he wants to help communities in rural areas. He spoke at the White House yesterday.
Furthermore, I am directing the Department of Agriculture, Department of Health and Human Services, and the Federal Communications Commission to form a task force that will break down barriers to expanding rural health care.
While the two White House contenders are pretty much known, primary elections are still scheduled today in 5 states, Michigan, Kansas, Arizona, Missouri, and Washington State. Between the coronavirus pandemic and the riots in the streets of America growing out of demonstrations against racial injustice and police brutality, more and more Americans are looking to buy guns. CNN reports the FBI completed nearly 4 million firearm background checks in June, the highest ever recorded in a single month. The agency performed over 17 million checks between March and July. That was 12 million over the same period last year. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dayton, Ohio will today mark a tragic anniversary, observing 9 minutes of silence for the victims of last year's deadly shooting at a bar in that city. 9 people were killed, more than a dozen injured, when a man with a gun simply opened fire, the shooting happening less than 24 hours after a massacre in El Paso, Texas, left nearly 24 people dead, making it one of the deadliest weekends in recent history. The Arkansas Secretary of State's office has received documents from rapper Kanye West to be placed on the state's presidential ballot. They confirmed on Monday that West has filed to run as an independent, with running mate Michelle Tidball, a biblical life coach from Wyoming. Now, if approved, Arkansas could join Oklahoma as the second state in the nation where West has qualified to be on the presidential ballot. West has already missed deadlines to appear, though, on the ballot in 9 other states, including Texas and Florida. And roller coaster riders in Japan can't scream, but at least they can look like they're screaming. A number of theme parks have no screaming rules because they want to avoid spreading the virus, but one park is offering 5 different stickers for face masks that appear to have screaming mouths on them. The idea is to give visitors a chance to show how excited they are, even if they can't actually sound excited. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.